Welcome to those who have returned for Father's Day and for visitors who join us this morning. We're just delighted to be the church that has assembled right here and right now. Welcome to all. Today's gospel is set in the middle of the Last Supper when we hear Jesus say to the apostles, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." But instead of stopping, as it sounds he's going to do, Jesus keeps talking and talking and talking with more than enough words to fill two chapters. The scene reminds me of my own father, who would no sooner announce to the family at home, "I'm not going to say another word." And then a volley of words would always follow. And what do you know? The whole time, Dad was imitating Jesus. There is nothing easy about being a father today, about being a good and a faithful father. The attacks on fatherhood they're aggressive, they're unrelenting. Our current society itself, it bears within itself the marks of absent fathers, detached fathers, derelict fathers and cowardly fathers. The Christian call to fatherhood is in stark contrast, and it exalts fatherhood, seeking to rehabilitate fatherhood, calling for strong, faithful, sacrificial, generous, and grateful fathers. And how much better we all are when dads dare to fight. And they dare to protect their families. In a battle, the line must be kept and the breach must be filled. We hear this in sports, albeit differently, next man up. And this is a call for the man to replace a teammate who is no longer able to compete, to fill the line, to step into the breach. I've shared before with you of our own family history of my father, the young age of 36, diagnosed with cancer and told he had 60 days left to live. We had just moved from Wisconsin to Ohio. I was 12, the oldest of four children. No relatives. All the friends there were brand new. We received a miracle. Dad survived the brutal battle and would double his total years this side of heaven before entering into eternal life. I don't remember the names of all of those fathers back then. But there were so many dads who filled the line, who stepped into the breach, who cared for me even though they didn't know me, who cared for my mom and my siblings even though they didn't know us well. Good fathers doing what they could to try to help this family struggling to be as normal as they could. I had a front row seat learning from all of these different men what it means to be a good father, in addition to my dad's own witness. It was just this past Friday that I traveled to visit a dear friend from high school whose dad is dying. And I know I'm always a priest, but I made this one as a friend. They're Presbyterian. And recalling lessons learned about good fatherhood from my own youth, it just seemed like the right thing to do, though they had not asked. So I went and visited, and I walked into the simple house, into the living room. His father was where he's been in a hospital bed right there by a window. And he smiled, as he's been accustomed to doing ever since I was ordained a priest, he's always called me Father Dave. And I guess I just felt especially unworthy this time because this was a man whose fatherhood has been lived beautifully and fiercely. I just felt unworthy for him to speak to me with that title when he himself has really given cause to imitate his own example. He was a father time and again who filled the line, who stepped into the breach to close the gap. He was the kind of good and generous father who inspired me first as a overly emotional, overly sensitive high school boy. And he inspired so many others to seek becoming a good father. And we had this special moment as we were talking. He was reminiscing to me about all the young boys, the men, really they were boys in college, who played for him. He was quite a storied athlete and storied coach, Hall of Famer himself. He recalled how so many of the boys would want to talk to him after one of his university classes or after practice, and with almost a feeling of guilt, he admitted to me that often all he could do was listen because he didn't know what to say. And I was just moved to tell him that those boys, just like me, they knew that you really cared. That you really cared for us all. That's what mattered. Dads, we don't care how much you know. Only how much you care. We, your sons and your daughters, we want to know that you really care. We want your attention. We want fathers who inspire us to follow and move us to imitate. Fathers, it starts at home. It starts with family. If you've been filling the line, if you've been stepping into the breach, stay the course. Don't relax. If you know you can do better, then let today be the day. Ask God to help you be the father that you've been created to be. Whenever needed, to fill the line. Wherever needed, to step into the breach. Kindly permit me a concluding word about fatherhood and the practice of our Christian faith. There have been several recent studies similarly concluding that it is the religious practice of the father that above all determines the future engagement and attendance or absence from church of children. If the father does not go to church, no matter how faithful his wife's spiritual practice, only 1 in 50 children will become a regular worshiper. If a father goes to church regularly, regardless of the spiritual devotion of the mother, between 2/3 and 3/4 of their children will become churchgoers with some measure of regularity. When a dad takes faith in God seriously, then the message to his children is that God should be taken seriously. I'm not going to say another word. I'd like to invite the fathers present to stand as we invoke, and please to remain standing, gentlemen, as we invoke God's special blessing upon you all. God our Father, in your wisdom and your love, you made all things. Bless these men.
that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth, inspire and move us. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect and deep gratitude. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And let us all stand and profess together our gift of faith.